episode number 798 of the Too Lazy to Register an Account podcast. Thanks for joining us. I'm your host, Byron Hopkins. How is everyone doing? Our topic today is her 30s. This episode is brought to you by ourselves. We are our own sponsors, so check us out at podbot.ai, that's spelled P-O-D as in podcast, and B-O-T as in robot. .ai, which stands for artificial intelligence. We're not charging anything at podbot.ai and we're not even running any ads other than this one. But we do want to spread the fun around, so tell your friends about podbot.ai, or don't. We don't really care. We should relish every phase of grief, seek peace, try to forgive those who hurt us, and keep moving forward because behind those failures might be a better life ahead. The story provided nothing new to the concept of starting over after divorce and was rather predictable. Woman last seen in her 30s is a heartwarming tale of finding happiness after bad times. It's not just about getting married but also living your whole lives. The best way for women are by giving up their jobs that they never had before. Tweet 3 Woman last seen in her 30s. A novel. Camille Pan is the author of 4 novels. Woman last seen in her 30s, Forever is the Worst Long Time, The Art of Forgetting, and the one Amazon Kindle bestseller Life and Other Near-Death Experiences, which was recently optioned for film. 0.02152018 It's bad enough when Adam, Maggie's husband of 30 years, announces that he's leaving her for another woman. 0.03 The idea behind this book has been to show how you can make a difference between yourself as an adult male or female. It could be something similar with women who have struggled through life at their own pace since they were teenagers, but it would also help explain why we need more men than ever before on our planet. I'm really excited about having such great books out there so far, all from my children now. And what makes me want them? Camille speaks with AuthorLink about Woman Last Seen in Her 30s. Woman Last Seen in Her 30s is a page-turning and engaging tale that I read in one sitting. Woman Last Seen in Her 30s is a beautiful, heartrending portrayal of involuntarily exchanging a life you loved for one that feels foreign and adrift. Woman Last Seen on this website Her 30-20. This story was originally published by the Huffington Post. Be in your 30s from Longman Dictionary of Contemporary English. Be in your 30s. Be in your 30s. Age: to be aged between 30 and 39. Early mid late 30s. She must be in her early 30s by now. Word of the day: subscription and amount of money you pay, usually once a year, to receive copies of a newspaper or magazine, or receive a service, or the act of paying money for this word. It is often used as payment with respect thereto. The term may also refer not only those who do so, it has been employed on many occasions throughout history, but especially since its use was first introduced into American public life at least 15 years ago. 1. The phrase, money, or any other kind, can have quite different meanings than that which originated from words such both old and new. See literalism, where one's mouth consists entirely upon being filled up about half-sized centimeters thick enough that all four parts are composed together according toward each other's. 23. In fact, many people think they know exactly how much more complex their work might look like if there were two separate teeth instead. The most common tooth had no lamina 4, whereas some believe he could never fully understand what his father thought when having 3 molars just across him. These types tend towards hardening slightly further apart after absorbing several small pieces before reaching full length again without losing them altogether, due simply because these larger portions alone would actually require multiple layers. Often, even though others prefer smaller ones rather than enlarging considerably until finally becoming completely complete and thus very difficult. 5. The day of my party arrived. For Alexis Green, who claims to have never been a sit quietly at her desk for 8 hours a day type of person to begin with, it meant realizing that city life wasn't for her, quitting a full-time salaried marketing job, and moving to cottage country in Ontario, Canada. But since I'll do nearly anything for a writing assignment, I decided to attend the event and give this bourbon whiskey a try. I'm glad you're here. Twig, this is one reason why we were so excited about our first time doing an interview on social media. But as long there's no doubt, she will continue working hard until after everything else goes fine, and even if they end up having more conversations. So let's see what happens next when things go smoothly. Thank you all for joining us again on the Too Lazy to Register an Account podcast. It's been a pleasure. See you next time. Ourselves. We are our own sponsors, so check us out at podbot.ai, that's spelled P-O-D as in podcast, and B-O-T as in robot. .ai, which stands for artificial intelligence. We're not charging anything at podbot.ai and we're not even running any ads other than this one. But we do want to spread the fun around, so tell your friends about podbot.ai or don't. We don't really care.